Hello, this is Paula Matthews for FA Books and Cafe with a new message of hope and direction for the people of God. The Lord called me into His presence, beckoning me to seek His face for a specific message for His people. Amid all the distractions in the world today, God had a message for me to relay. The first words He spoke were, "It's not true." And I didn't understand it right then. I said, "What's not true?" He didn't give anything specific. Then He flashed before my eyes a couple of words, vaccine, politicians, and that's all He said. But He said, "It's not true." He stated it again. Now, you may recall the Lord said that America was under a strong delusion. The reason being is because they have no love for the truth. So given that, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that the Lord came up with this message saying that it was not true. But beloved, we have to understand the truth reigns regardless of whether we accept it. We can block out the truth, but it doesn't nullify its existence. And the Bible says that all men are liars. It also says that God is not like men. He cannot lie. So if we're going to be believers in Jesus Christ, we have to take the high ground and say, okay, let God be true and all men liars. And that was the focus of the message God was saying, was that all men are liars. But it's more than that. If God tells us something and says it's not true, then it's not true. So whether it's the vaccine, the politicians, or whatever's going on in the earth right now that God says is a deception, we have to take it at His word. Whether we believe it or not, whether we see it or not, His word has to be taken as truth if we are to see change in our life, if we're to see the promises of God come forth in our life. Now, the next morning, the Lord said, "It's all deception. It's all distraction from the real purpose of life." So going back to His first words, talking about the vaccine, talking about the political situation in the United States, He said, "It's not true. It's all deception. It's all distraction from the real purpose of life." Then the Holy Spirit reminded me of the parable of the sower. Now, I want to take a little bit of time to explain this parable so that God's people can understand that we're waiting for God to bring the word to pass. But we don't seem to be aware that there are things going in and around us that are getting more attention than the Word of God. Therefore, it's choking the Word from coming to pass in many of our lives. There is a deception in the body of Christ that if God said it, it's going to come true no matter what I say or do. Now, there are certain things that will happen that way. If God has made a prophetic declaration that will come true, it can't be stopped. Like when Jesus was born, it could not be stopped. When Jesus was crucified, it could not be stopped. When Jesus is coming back again, that can't be stopped. However, in the meantime, the things He says for our individual lives, for our individual nations, those things are dependent upon us and our obedience. And sometimes this is a hard message for Christians to understand because they just put the whole thing on God and assuming if God said it, we don't have to do anything. And that's not true. In the parable of the sower, Jesus talks about the grounds that received the word of God. The word of God is spoken, but it goes into the ground of our hearts. And what Jesus did is He talked about the specific types of grounds and how they received or didn't receive the word. Now, I'll take my brief explanation from Matthew 13, verses 1 through 9, and I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to go to the highlights. So Jesus spake many things in parables, and He said, "Behold, a sower went to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell in stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no roof, they withered away. And some fell on thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30-fold. And Jesus ends the parable by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, the important part is the explanation on this. The sower sows the word. In this case, the Lord has spoken to us, so He sows the word into our hearts. Now, they by the wayside are those when the word is sown, they hear it. But Satan immediately comes and takes it away because they have no understanding of the word. These also are likewise are those on stony ground that have heard the word and immediately they receive it with gladness. But because they have no root in themselves, they only endure for a short time. Because when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, they are offended. And then there are those which are sown in thorns, and that's where we're going to focus today. As such as hear the word, and the cares of the world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, chokes the word and it becomes unfruitful. And then finally, you have those that are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Now, the explanation I gave about what the different grounds were and types of seed that were sown, the seed that was sown on those grounds, that came from Matthew 4, 13 and 19. But the Amplified Classic Bible that gives this perfect explanation of what it's like to fall on thorny ground. It says, when the cares and anxieties of the world and the distractions of the age, and that's what God has been speaking about. There are cares, anxieties, and distractions right now that are keeping the word from coming forth. Now think about it. You just look at the news. Look at what's going on in people's lives. What are most people anxious about these days? With the virus, they're talking about scarcity. They're talking about healthcare and job concerns and family concerns, where to live, what to eat, how to make it from day to day, global warming, who's in the White House, talking about even about aliens. So according to the word, these are the cares and the anxieties and the distractions of our age. And as the Lord said, it's all deception and it's all a distraction from the real purpose of life. Now, many of you might ask and argue, hey, all of these are important. How could they be distractions? As kingdom people, we have to put things in perspective. We're supposed to keep our hearts and minds on things above and not things of this world, because that's what trips us up. We're not supposed to be walking in the flesh. We're walking by the Spirit, which means by what God says and be led by His Spirit. This word didn't come from me. It came from God. And He said, these are all distractions and deceptions. So it must be true. So by believers, that means we walk by faith and not by sight. It means we don't live by what we see and what we feel by our natural senses. As the Bible said, the just, that's those who've been redeemed by Jesus Christ, must live by their faith. This is not a suggestion, it is a command from heaven. So if you're not seeing the promises of God manifesting, go back and shore up and let God be true and every man be a liar and get back on the promises and walk as God has commanded that we walk. Some of you, it's a stretch because you've never been taught how to walk by faith. But walking by faith means walking by what God says and not what people are saying and not by what you think, not by what you've been told, not by tradition, not by anything as such. As Jesus said, the traditions of men have made the word of God of no effect. So those are types of things. When we go by what people have done in the past, we're in a new era. It's a new time. The things that worked before will not work in this season. Neither will they work in the seasons to come. The things in the earth are changing because God is moving us to the final chapter of this earth, and Jesus is about to return. So things that had not happened have to occur in this time period before Jesus comes, and it's a tight time frame. But again, as Isaiah 55 says, God's thoughts are not ours, His ways are not ours, because they're higher than ours. So if we want what God has, we have to come up to His thoughts, come up to His ways, and think as He thinks. And that's where we are right now. But again, you can take it as a scientific approach. And some people remember taking a science class when you had an experiment. You had to come up with an hypothesis to start with, something you want to prove to be true. In this case, let God be true, and every man a liar, according to Romans 3:4. You must let God be God and let His word come to pass in your life. But how do you do that? By walking out what He's saying as if it's true. Walking out and looking at the results, not looking at what man is saying, but intentionally closing out what you're hearing from the outside and listening to the Spirit of God on the inside and letting Him lead you. Because the question is going to be this. God is not going to question you in the end about whether or not you did certain things right by the means of the day, what's going on in the media, what's going on in the world. He's going to say, have you done what I told you to do? And people say, well, I couldn't because. He's not going to listen to our because. All God knows is He knew those things were going to happen before they happened. He knew these distractions would be here. But for us to walk by faith and be pleasing to our Father, because the Word says without faith we cannot please Him. So if we cannot please Him, we can't get the promises we desire from Him. So we have to listen to God, obey Him always in all things, not leaning to our own understanding and letting Him bring forth that which He wants to do. But bottom line is this, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe God or are you going to believe man? Are you going to believe God or the devil that's speaking through men? Bottom line, God is not a man. He cannot lie. But all men are liars according to the word. Now, the Bible says that the earth is full of God's goodness. And that's in Psalm 35:5. Psalm 23 says, that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. But he goes on to say that goodness and mercy should follow us all the days of our lives. So stop and think about it. Is goodness following us? Is mercy following us? If we don't see the goodness, we don't see the mercy, then that means we're not being led by the shepherd. To have what God has, to see the goodness that he has in the earth, we have to see as he sees and walk as he says walk. As it says in Deuteronomy 28:1-3, it says, if we hearken to the voice of the Lord, that all these blessings will follow us and overtake us. Again, let God be true and every man a liar. We must strive to see the good. And the Lord has told me that I don't know how many times. I've mentioned it on previous broadcasts. We have to strive to see the good. Why? Because in this end times, in this earth, the devil's purpose is to keep us from seeing good, to keep us in the curse. And I think last time we talked about it in Jeremiah 17:5, it says, cursed is a man whose strength is flesh, who turns from God to do his own thing. And your trust is no longer in God, it's in man. It's in your own efforts. It's in you. And going on, the next verse says, they won't even see good. A person in that condition will not see good when it comes. And that's the whole point. The enemy wants to blind your eyes so you can't see the goodness. You can't see or hear God anymore. All you can see is the misery, the pain, the suffering, the thing he's trying to put on you. But don't you know that's why Jesus came? To redeem us from the curse, to redeem us from sickness and disease and all manner of death. He is our Redeemer, our Savior. That's what we're getting saved from, the things in the earth. That's why you get saved, not to go to heaven, even though that's part of it. The primary reason is to make a difference on the earth so that people see your light, they see the true difference, and then they will come to see your God. And that's the whole purpose of salvation. But when God says, strive to see the good, it means we're pushing against something, a force is trying to make us only see darkness and see evil. Think about it. Turn on the TV, look at movies, look at television programs, even the news, what's coming out of our government. Everything is negative. Everything is death. Everything is destruction. Everything is lack. Everything is darkness. But that's opposite of what God says in his word. That's the opposite of what he says he has for us. He has a good plan for us. He wants to do us good and not evil. That's what it says in the word. So for us, we have to understand every man is a liar and God is true. So we got to walk this out and take God's word and remove other thoughts and other opinions, even our own, and not walk in our own imagination, not in our own thing, but in the words of God. Now, going back to that scientific thing, it's amazing people don't take much thought for their lives in that sense. Most people just go with the flow. But what God is saying, take a conscious, deliberate effort to step up to the plate, take his word, and move forward in it. And another thing, one of the scriptures that I find very helpful is Philippians 4:8, which reads, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, the Lord showed me how all these lies and deceptions and distractions stack up against the truth. He took me in the realm of the Spirit. In the realm of the Spirit, all I saw was his glory. I saw his goodness. And then I saw us here on the earth. And just above our head level, it wasn't very high and it wasn't very thick. There was like a thin veneer of darkness. And just above that, there was nothing but the goodness. It was the glory. It was all the promises. Everything was there. And it was amazing because what I saw happen is I saw the glory of God break through that as we were pressing through in prayer and calling forth for God's will to be done. I saw it break through like a light, like a thin laser light, and break through the veneer that's there. It's a veneer of evil. It's what people want us to believe because this world system is based on the cursed. It's based on a curse. Of course they want people to be sick. Why? Because they can manufacture a sickness, and that's what this is, and God told us that last time. Why? So that they can make people sick, manufacture a vaccine to take care of the sickness, and they got you in a cycle. They got you in an endless cycle. Why? That's the only way man can do it. They cannot do anything other than that. They do the same thing with finances. It puts you in a situation where you're dependent on something. And then once they manipulate you, it could be a government check like we got before. People are looking for a government check. They're looking for a handout because they're feeding them and treating them like they're laboratory animals. Why? Because they want people to be trained to be deliberately dependent on a government, on a system, on man, and that is where the curse is, and that's where God does not want us. Again, let God be true and every man a liar. And as God called it, we see the darkness, we see it in our leaders, but he said it's not the truth. It is a charade, to keep us from the real purpose of life. What is the real purpose? Zoe, the God kind of abundant life that Jesus died and resurrected to give us. We must get past the darkness, pierce through the darkness with the light of God's word, and enjoy what God and Jesus delivered to us. The glory of the Lord is here. That means treating the darkness of this world as if it's nothing more than a distraction. We do what's necessary. Be safe. Keep working toward bringing God's word to pass. But it reminds me of what happened in the days of Nehemiah, when he and the people of God went to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. They had the enemy named Sanballat, who threatened the people with death, all because he didn't want the people to complete the work. That is where we are today. The devil does not want us to complete the work of God for our lives. He doesn't want the promises to come to pass, but he cannot stop God. He doesn't want people to get saved, but he cannot stop the revival from coming. His only recourse is to send distraction, hoping to throw us off our faith. So when we're troubled and begin to doubt God, that's when he thinks he's won. No, let God be true and every man a liar. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies, according to the Bible. There is no truth in him. Take that to the bank and take God's word as well. The devil throws things at us because he can't stop God, and he knows it. His only hope is he throws us off and make God a liar. And here's the thing. God cannot lie. He cannot be stopped. So the rest is up to us. He and Jesus did their part. They're waiting on us. Why? Because they gave us dominion. We have a dominion over the earth. And it may look like the devil is winning, but he knows the truth. The odds are stacked against him. The devil can't win if he wanted to. God wrote the script. He's producing the program. This is his grand finale. His word will come to pass if we continue in faith and faint not. We will reap what we have sown. It's the law of seed time and harvest. So repent if you've been distracted, if you've been speaking the devil's words and taking his thoughts instead of God's thoughts. Repent now and get back on your faith. Put the word of God first, if placing your life, put it in your mouth and hold on to your faith. And in due season, it shall come to pass. We're going to let God be true. Getting the doubt out, unbelief out of the way, moving distractions out of the way. And we do all in our power to make sure that God will have his way without distractions. His will be done on earth. Not the will of men, not the will of demon forces, but the will of Almighty God who created us for his glory. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Let the Lord be glorified and let him be true. In Jesus' name. Until next time.